You know, my pharmacist mentioned to me that they were out of azithromycin because, you know, people were buying it for treatment for coronavirus. Azithromycin to treat coronavirus is being investigated right now. The results of those trials are not out yet, so we don't know if it has any effect, and we don't know if the potential adverse effects are worse than the benefits from it. So it's just not a good idea to take any medication if it has not been approved for what you're trying to use it.
When do you picture the next wave of this crisis really reaching the hospitals, the shortages of ventilators they've talked about, the personal protection equipment at hospitals?
Well, it's really difficult to predict. You know, where the hospitals are all trying to prepare for that. Like, all the hospitals are increasing their number of ICU beds, their number of ventilators. They're working very hard to prepare.
The former Children's Hospital is owned by developers. It's not part of Kaleida. The same thing we can say about Millard Fillmore Gates Circle. Do you anticipate the county commandeering those properties on behalf of healthcare?
We are looking at multiple sites. The healthcare systems, they're all increasing their capacity to take care of very, very ill patients. They're increasing their ICU capacity, and they're increasing their ventilator capacity. And then in the Erie County side, we're looking at hopefully acquiring some property and renting out some space and converting it for a place where people who are either a known infection with COVID-19 or suspected, or known contacts or strongly suspicious contacts to COVID-19, and they don't have anywhere else to stay for isolation or quarantine, can stay, and they're not ill enough to require any type of hospitalization. So the county is trying to look at those type of places.
I assume you're talking about vacant hotels there?
We're looking at many different options. It would be a place that has to have rooms with private bathrooms. It has to have a cooking facility to feed people. So we're looking at many different options.
What can the county do about, or what is the county doing about the supply of personal protection equipment for healthcare workers?
We are looking at every type of venue possible to try to acquire more personal protective equipment. I know the hospitals are all trying to get additional personal protective equipment from their sources. We are also going through vendors. We are going to the state. We are finding new vendors. So we are all trying very, very hard.
How can the county protect the people perhaps in a grocery store or pharmacy or a liquor store? Some of them have told us that their employers are banning the workers from doing things like wearing masks. Are they allowed to do that?
If people feel that they are not being allowed to protect themselves appropriately by their employees, they can call our hotline, 858-2929, or they can also call OSHA, or they can call the New York State Department of Labor.
When do you think people will be able to mingle again?
When we start to see the numbers decrease and we start to see less illness in the community and we start to see the hospital beds empty, then I think we can back off on our restrictions. We're just taking it one step at a time and continuing to blast these messages about social distancing or physical distancing, hand washing, good respiratory etiquette. You know, people who are sick should stay in isolation. People who potentially could be sick because of developing an illness because they've been in close contact with somebody who has COVID-19 should put themselves in quarantine and monitor themselves. I mean, we have to continue with those non-pharmaceutical interventions because we know they can be effective, and that's all we have right now.
And you've been clear that it is out there in the community. At what point do your epidemiologists stop tracking case by case because, well, it's out there, it's everywhere?
Right. Well, we've been talking about that every day, so we're not there yet. However, when it gets to a point where the numbers are just too large and we can't follow people because it's just, beyond our capacity.
Let's talk a little bit as we close here about testing. The Buffalo News recently said that Erie County residents have been tested for COVID-19 at a lower rate than any major county in New York State. What's going on there? Explain that.
We have been testing for a longer period of time than other counties. And the problem is that the kits that we need to collect the specimens for testing are in short supply nationally. And also the reagents that we need to run the CDC tests that we have in our lab are also in very short supply. And also we have a regional public health laboratory. So we are obligated not only to test Erie County residents, which are a priority, but we're also a public health laboratory for the region. We have been doing a lot of testing. We've been running up at around 80 to 100 test results daily. We're also getting test results daily from commercial laboratories. Now we're getting lab tests from hospital laboratories. And again, the testing is not the answer by itself. Right now, we're really using the testing as a community to test people who are critical patients. We need to put them in isolation and, say, negative pressure room and use special personal protective equipment. We are testing our healthcare workforce to make sure that they can continue working and they don't expose other people to COVID-19. And we are going to be testing our essential personnel, our first responders, our police, our EMTs, people working in the grocery stores to make sure that, you know, we can keep the food on the shelf, we can get the lights on, we can stay safe. So we don't have the volume that we otherwise would have if we didn't have this national shortage. However, we do have a national shortage, so we have to be smart about it. And just because we're not cranking out these high numbers, we know that there is community spread. We know that there are much higher numbers of people infected with COVID-19 in the community. We know there are a lot of people who are out there with COVID-19 who have no symptoms or very mild symptoms, so may not realize that they're infected. So we have to take action accordingly and change our behavior.
And then the procedure is always starting with that primary care provider?
Right. Yeah. Talk to your primary care provider, or if you work in a healthcare system, you know, talk to your supervisor about what you should be doing in terms of isolation, quarantine, or testing.
All right. Dr. Burstein, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Dr. Gail Burstein is the Erie County Commissioner of Health. This is Dave Debo.